Well, I say good morning. A couple of weeks ago, Brother John got up and said he had a pocket full of cough drops, and now this morning I've got a pocket full. I think I may be using all of what I have, so. And then last week, Dr. McElwain, he was talking like this too, like he was all had a problem, and so seems like it's going around among the preachers. So don't get.
上周麦牧师也是咳嗽啊，又感冒的，看着这个感冒是在这个讲道的牧师中间流行。So
if next week Brother Chris has this, we'll know something.
所以我估计周牧师也要感冒了，所以要小心一点。Anyway.
It's so wonderful to be able to thank God and praise God in every circumstance. Not celebrated everywhere around the world, but in America at least, and a few other countries, the month of November is Thanksgiving month.
这个11月份是感恩节，这个感恩节在美国还有一些别的国家都有，并不是所有世界上所有国家都庆祝感恩节，但是美国啊、加拿大我们知道是有感恩节。Some
other countries celebrate Thanksgiving, but they do it on a different date.
别的国家当然也会感恩，但是他们的感恩节会在不同的日子。That's
okay, but it is important, I believe, to celebrate Thanksgiving, one of my favorite holidays of the year.
我想庆祝感恩节是非常重要的，这是我最喜欢的一个节日。
Actually, the Thanksgiving holiday is not a religious holiday. It's a holiday that anyone can, it's more of a political holiday to encourage people to be thankful.
实际上感恩节并不是一个宗教性的节日，它是就普通的人都是可以来敬拜，让我们有感恩之心。这个节日是更加有政治上的意义，并不是宗教意义上的节日。
And so, if there's anything that I would like for you to remember this morning from this little presentation would be that we should have an attitude of gratitude.
今天早上如果大家能够带回家的，从我的讲道之中带回家的信息，我想最基本的一点就是我们必须要有个感恩的态度。
You ever see some people that are just thankful for everything?
你见过这样的人吗？他们为任何一件事都可以感恩。
And then you find some people that are not thankful for anything.
也有人就是什么事都不能让他们感恩，他们总觉得都是被亏欠的那一方。
Who do you think would be the most healthy in our physical body, the one who is thankful or the one who is not thankful?
你觉得这两种人之中，谁会比较的更加从身体上说更加健康一些呢？是总是感恩的人，还是总是觉得别人亏欠他的人呢？
It's pretty well documented that being thankful and having a thankful heart, a thankful spirit, improves our physical health.
我们都看到过这样的文章，是讲如果我们常常怀有感恩之心，对一切事情都有感恩之心的话，我们的身体状况会好很多。
But even more than that, being thankful helps us in our Christian walk with Jesus.
但是不止如此，怀有感恩之心也会帮助我们在与耶稣同行的路上，让我们有能够帮助我们。
Just a few days ago, I reported into the VA hospital to have a stress test done.
就在几天之前，我去了那个退伍军人医院去做一个压力测试。
Now the man who checked me in was a Latino.
当时来过来让我进去做这个测试的人是一个拉丁美洲的人。
Then the nurse that prepared me for the test was African American.
然后这个护士就是帮我来去做测试的这个护士是非裔美国人。
And the doctor who came to do the test was a Filipino.
然后来帮我做测试的医生是个菲律宾人。
And these three nationalities were going to do this test on an American. That's me.
这三个不同国家来的这三个人，三个专业人士来帮助我一个美国人来做这个测试。
But what interested me most was that after all I was waiting and I was sitting out in the hall in a chair, I closed my eyes and I was about to go to sleep because I hadn't had any coffee in 24 hours.
那天早上我在那个等候室等的时候，我准备闭上眼睛要休息一下，因为我早上没喝咖啡，所以有点困了。
But the Latino fellow thought that I was praying, and so he come by. He wanted to ask me a question, but he didn't want to disturb me.
Oh, 当时这个拉丁美洲的这个工作人员过来看到我在这闭着眼睛，他就以为我在祷告。他本来想要问我一个问题，但是他就很有礼貌在旁边等我。So
when he saw that I had my eyes open, he said, "Pastor," he said, "You are a pastor, right?"
所以当我睁开眼睛的时候，那个拉丁美洲的工作人员就在旁边，他说牧师，他说你是位牧师吧？
He said, I have a question for you.
他说我要问你一个问题。
And I said, sure, what is your question?
我就问他是什么问题啊？
He said, what is salvation?
他说那什么是救恩？
Oh, I said, that's an easy one. I said, that's believing in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins.
所以我说这个问题很容易，我说就是相信耶稣，你的罪得赦免，这就是救恩。
Little smile around the edges of his mouth, but he went on to say, are there a lot of rules associated with that?
然后这个人他当时就嘴角就露出一个微笑，然后他说这个要这么做是不是要遵守很多的规条呢？
I said, well, if you walk with Jesus day by day and you study the Bible, the Holy Spirit will teach you how to walk pleasing in the sight of the Lord.
我就跟他讲，如果你能够信了主，你每天与神同行，你每天都跟这个圣灵会帮助你，让你告诉你应该怎么做才能够讨神喜悦。
And then he asked me another question, and after I answered that question, his face lit up in a big smile, and he said, "Oh, that's the truth I was looking for."
然后他又问我一个问题，我给他回答之后，他整个脸都亮起来了。他说啊，这就是我一直在寻找的真理。
I was just testing you to see if you were a preacher of truth or if you were preaching something else.
他说我在测验你了，我看你是不是真正的是一位牧师，真的是讲真理的牧师。
And so the African-American lady, she heard us talking, and so she said, oh, said, I'm a Christian too. Said, I go to church here in town.
哦，这个非洲裔的这个护士，她听到我跟这个人的讲话，她也说，哦，她我也是基督徒，我也在这个，我有自己的教会去敬拜。
We chatted for a few minutes, and then she said, oh, she said, it's such a wonderful blessing. The very first thing in the morning, God has sent you here to encourage me.
然后我们就聊了几分钟，所以这个非洲裔护士就非常高兴的，她说啊，今天一大早就看到牧师能够有这样的对话。
So we chatted about things of God for a little while, and then she sent me back out in the hall.
然后我们就又聊了一会儿关于神的事，她就让我到这个厅里去等着。
So when the doctor came and she called me in and she said, "I hear that you are a Christian."
然后这个医生来了，这个护士就把我叫进去。医生就说，我听说你是基督徒。
And so the Latino fellow had followed me in, and here was the African-American lady, here was a Philippine doctor, and here was the American patient. And we stood around in a circle talking about the things of God.
然后所以这个现在这个办公室里就有四个人，一个是这个拉丁美洲的后裔的这么工作人员，然后是这个非洲裔的护士，然后是菲律宾裔的医生，然后我是个美国人，我们四个在一起就谈关于神的事。
I thought, isn't it wonderful that we could give thanks?
我就在想，这实在是我们可以感恩的一件事，这实在太美好了。
Develop a thankful heart for not only the brothers and sisters that we know, but that whole body of believers that believe in Jesus and walk in the
faith. 我们不仅要为我们身边的弟兄姐妹感恩，也要为我们不认识的这些世界各个角落我们的真正主内的弟兄姐妹感恩。
And I came home and I told my wife about that conversation. It encouraged me so much. I was so excited that.Here it was, I believe that God brought us four people together.
我回到家就告诉我太太我今天早上的遭遇，然后我就心里头非常的兴奋，非常的感恩，我觉得是神把我们这四个从不同地球不同的角落来的人聚在一起。
So I began to think about having an attitude of thanksgiving, an attitude of gratitude from day to day.
所以我就开始想，如果每一天我们都能有这样的一个感恩的态度，有这样的感恩的心。
And so I thought about some examples in the Bible of those that have had this kind of attitude.
我就想，这圣经里有些什么样的人，他们有这样的感恩的态度呢？
I thought about the little story that Jesus told about the publican and the Pharisee that went up to the temple to pray.
我想起来耶稣讲过的一个小故事，就是这些法利赛人他们来到这个祭坛前去祷告。
And the Pharisee stood with his head up, held up high, and he told God how good he was.
这个法利赛人就把头举得高高的，告诉神他有多好，就什么都是照着神的话去做。
I fast twice in the week.
我一个星期要两次禁食。
I tithe of all my goods.
而且我就是做十一奉献。
And I'm glad I'm not like this publican over here.
我很高兴，我跟这个人不一样。
Oh, but the publican.He stood, he didn't feel worthy to raise his head in the presence of God. And he beat his chest and he said, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus said, who do you think went down to his house justified?
耶稣就说，那你们觉得这两个人之中谁是能够 更是在神的眼里是义人呢？
I believe the publican was indeed thankful, but I don't know that the Pharisee had anything to give thanks for because he was already righteous in his own eyes.
我就在想，这个旁边这个人肯定是他会有很多 他是有感恩的态度，他会很多事情感恩，可这个法利赛人估计没什么好感恩的，因为他觉得自己已经做得太好了，所有的都已经做到一百分了，没什么好感谢的。
I thought about the 10 lepers that came to Jesus.
然后我又想到那十个大麻风的人，他们来到耶稣面前。
Jesus sent them on their way to go see the priest that they would be pronounced clean.
然后耶稣就说，你们就去见你们那个见你们教会的祭司，你然后你们就会得到洁净。
After being secluded and after being an outcast of the village and couldn't even come in contact with any other human beings, after all this time, now they were going to be clean and they were going to be able to go home to their wife and their family and enjoy that time together.
这些得大麻风的人在当时是完全的被隔离的，他们不能跟任何人讲话，远远的就要叫他们是不洁净的，所以他们已经有那么多年被隔离，不被人当作人对待的。现在终于他们可以得洁净，回去到自己的妻子、到孩子跟前去了。
And in the midst of that, though, there was one man that remembered something. Oh, and he turned back, and he came back, and he knelt at the feet of Jesus, and he praised Jesus and thanked God for being healed of his leprosy.
这十个人之中，有一个人在这个兴奋之中，突然想起一件事，他就回到耶稣跟前来，跪下来去向他献上感谢。
And Jesus said this. He said, "Were there not 10 that were cleansed, and where are the other 9?"
所以耶稣说，不是有十个人过来得了洁净吗？那别的那九个人哪去了呢？
And when I think about that, I think so oftentimes of the blessings that God has given me that I fail to give Him thanks and praise for what He's done.
当我想到这个小故事的时候，我就常常想到，神给我那么多的祝福，我是不是很多时候我也忘记了去向神献上感谢呢？
Just taking it for granted that these blessings are going to be continually poured out upon us. But, you know, I believe that the blessings that are poured out upon us are in somewhat proportionate to the praise that we give back to God.
我们就想当然的觉得这些祝福就该是源源不断的要留到我们身上。但是我的感觉是，我们神给我们的祝福是跟我们感恩之心是成正比的。
So if you were choosing between wanting to be like the publican or the Pharisee, which one would you choose to be like?
如果你要选择成为这个法利赛人跟他旁边的那位，你愿意成为哪一个人呢？
If you were choosing to be like the 9 who forgot to even say thank you, or be like the one who came back and bowed at the feet of Jesus, which one would you rather be?
还有这十个得大麻风的人，其中有一个人回来向耶稣感谢，你是愿意做这九个人之中的一个呢，还是像那个人一样回来跪在耶稣脚前？
I think the questions are hypothetical, and I don't think I really need an answer, but I believe that the most of us would say, I want to be a thankful person.
我想这个问题也不需要每个人都回答，因为是假设性的问题，但是我估计我们所有的人都会觉得我们想希望成为那个有感恩之心的人。
I'm thinking about a little lady that had an issue of blood for 12 years, does the Bible say?
我也想起来这个圣经上面讲到那个患了血漏的那个妇人，她有12年的血漏的问题。
She had spent all of her money trying to get healed from this disease. I guess she had bought a lot of vitamins and a lot of things that was advertised over the radio.
我想这个妇人也是，她要想治她的病，所以她就去想各种样的办法，买各种样的药，可能什么广告都看了，这药都买了都没有用。
Nothing wrong with taking vitamins. I got a cabinet full at home. I take a handful every day.
吃药不是坏事儿，我自己在家里头，我一个柜子都是药，然后我自己每天都可能也有些药要吃的。
And I've also found that some of those things that I see advertised on the internet don't do much for me.
但是我也认识到，我们在这个网络上啊，在这个电视上看到的很多的广告都是虚假的，并不是那么有效的。
Except they've taken my money, but they haven't done a whole lot for my physical being.
他们就是想要赚我的钱，但是对我的健康也没有起到什么好的作用。
However, some are good. I'm not throwing them all away.
也不是，当然有些药还是有效的。我不能把他们所有的都说都是在骗人的。
I keep taking them because maybe someday it'll all work out okay.
我反正还是有些药我还得吃，我就希望有一天这个药还是有效的。
But I'm thinking about this little woman. She said, "If I could just push through the crowd and touch the hem of Jesus' garment, I'll be healed."
这个妇人，我就想到这个圣经里提到这个妇人说，她就在一大群人之中，她就挤过去。她说：“我就是在这人群之中，我只要能摸到耶稣的衣服穗子，我也就能得洁净。”
Was she the only one in the crowd that had a problem?
她是这个人群之中唯一的一个有问题的人吗？
She the only one that was sick?
她是唯一人群之中唯一一个生病的人吗？
But how many in the crowd were healed that day that we know about?
但是我们所知道的那天的这个人群之中有多少人得了医治呢？
And I love to read that story, and I love to read it because it's true, but I love to read it because here's this little woman in my mind. She comes trembling in fear when Jesus said, Who touched me?
这个我当时我很爱看这个故事，因为这故事是圣经记载的是真实的。但是我看到那一段我就很感动。这个妇人在人群之中，她因为战战兢兢的，她摸了耶稣，然后耶稣说谁摸了我？耶稣感觉到了。
Do you think she was thankful?
你觉得她有感激之心吗？
I'm thinking about the time when my wife and I were just young missionaries down in the Turks and Caicos Islands.
我又想起来，我跟我太太年轻的时候，我们曾经是在这个 Turks Island 那些岛上去做宣教士。
One day in particular, I don't know why that I made a trip to that island, but I went to another island called Middle Caicos. We lived on North Caicos, but I went to an island just 10 miles away.Middle Caicos.
但是有一天，我也想不起是什么原因了。我到了我们住的那个岛十里以外的另外一个岛上去。
When I landed our little airplane on the little dirt runway that was on that island, we walked up through some bushes, just followed a little path to a little house up on the hill, a very small little house.
我们是那个岛就是一个，我们是得坐直升飞机到那个岛上去，那个跑道就是泥土的跑道，根本就没有铺过的。然后我们就顺着一条小道走到一个很孤零零的那个小房子，周围都是长的都是杂草。
They had built the house out of stones, and the walls were about this thick.
他们是用石头垒起的这么个小房子，那个墙非常厚。
And there was no glass windows in the islands in those days, so they had made wooden shutters to cover the holes that they'd left in the walls for the windows.
这个墙上，因为当时这个岛上都没有玻璃，所以它是用木头做的这个百叶窗，把那个窗墙上的这个洞给堵上。
Now, there was no electricity anywhere in the island, unless you had an expensive generator, which most people didn't have.
那岛上就没有通电，除非你有发电机，可是没多少人能有钱买发电机。
There was no running water, so there was no inside bathroom.
也没有这个自来水嘛，就没有这个水上下水系统，所以大家屋子里头都没有洗手间。
They had a little place just outside of one of the doors where they built a fire every day and they cooked their food over that open fire every day.
所以他们就在这个屋子外面，小屋子外头有这么一堆火，每天就在那儿这堆火上面去做饭。
But in that little house.There sat a woman on a bed, and all she had in her room, it was the middle of the day, but it was dark in the house because of the wooden shutters. They were open, but they didn't let in much light.
这个小屋子里住的一个女人，她这当时大白天，但是屋子里很黑，因为那个墙上这个是用木头做的百叶窗，根本透不进多少光啊。
She couldn't care for herself. Someone else had to care for her.
因为她身体的原因，她没法子自理，所以还有人来照顾她。
She could sit up in bed, and she sat up in bed, and the first thing I noticed was that her fingers were gone from here on both hands. The fingers were gone.
当她能够撑着坐起来的时候，我就注意到她的手指头就少了一半，就指头那个紧，前面那个指头都没了。
She had some kind of old socks on her feet, but I could tell that her toes were missing as well.
她当时脚上是穿着一双旧袜子，但是我可以看到她这个脚趾头大概也少了一半。
And she had, I didn't know what to call it, but she was blind. She had cataracts on her eyes.
她当时她已经是瞎了，我不知道是什么情况，我估计是白内障的，是不是这个白内障？
But when we talked to her, she recognized our voice as being foreigners, and of course she knew that we were missionaries, and she was so happy that the missionaries had come to see her.
我们跟她讲话的时候，她听出来我们是外国人的口音，所以她很高兴，她知道是有宣教士来看。
And so we talked with her for a while. Her name was Mrs. Henfield. We said, Mrs. Henfield, we've come to pray with you and to read the Bible to you.
So we just talked with her for a while. Her name is Mrs. Henfield. We just told her, Henfield, wife, we're going to come with you to read the Bible.
Oh, she was so happy.
She was very happy.
She didn't have much hands to clap together, but what she had, she clapped her hands together.
Because at that time, her fingers were gone, but she still used her hands to clap to express her happiness.
She gave praise to the Lord.
Then she praised
God. Because she had a little house to live in.
因为她为什么赞美呢？为主，她说为她有这么一个小小房子来住，来赞美主。
Because she had someone to cook for her every day.
她也为她每天有人过来给她做饭，来感谢主。
Do you know, I thought, if that dear lady, Mrs. Hinfield, could be happy and thankful in that situation, surely I could be happy and thankful with God's multiple blessings He's given to me.
我就在想，如果一个Hinfield 太太在那种情况下，她都能够赞美主、感谢主，那么我有那更多的祝福，我不是更应该感谢吗？
The entire Turks and Caicos Islands had a doctor, one doctor in those days. Now it's different now, but they had one doctor in those days, and the doctor would go from island to island, spend a day on each island as he made the circle around the Turks and Caicos Islands.
那时候这一串岛上就只有一个医生，所以他每天就要一个岛一个岛的去访问，去看病人。
The doctor told me one day, he said, I don't have enough equipment to diagnose a headache, but I still go and see the people anyway.
他说有一天那个这个医生就跟我讲，他说我手上的这些医疗设备啊，连头疼是什么原因造成的我都测不出来，但是我每天还是去探访这些病人。
And he went to see Miss Hinfield, and he looked at her, and he examined her eyes, and he said, you know, he said, your problem with your eyes is not so great. We have a surgeon that comes from once in a while from England, and he could fix your eyes so you could see again.
所以这个医生那天又去看这个 Mrs. 这个 Hinfield 太太，他就看她的眼睛，他说，嘿，他说你的眼睛并不是没救了，他说我们有一个从英国来的一个医生，他说不定可以给你动手术把你的眼睛治好。
And so, after many years of being blind, sitting in that little dark house, she went to the hospital in Grand Turk, just a little hospital with just 10 or 12 beds in the hospital, and she was operated on. They took her cataracts out, and she was able to see.
所以这个 Hinfield 太太实际上在黑暗之中生活了那么多年，她那个黑暗的小屋子里头一直在那摸索着过日子。他现在终于有机会，他到了一个小医院，那个医院只有大概十几个、十二三个张床位，但是他做了手术，重见光明了。
My missionary brother went to see her and said, Mrs. Hinfield said, can you see me?
所以我们的一个宣教士弟兄去探访他，就问他说 ，Hinfield 太太，你现在能见到我吗
？She said, Oh yes, Brother Brown, I can see you. I can see that beautiful red shirt that you're wearing.
他说呀，他说 Brown 弟兄，我现在能看到你了，我还可以看到你穿的那件很漂亮的红色衬衫呢。
Brother Brown looked down and he had on a blue shirt.
然后这个 Brown 弟兄回低头看看，他那天穿的是一件蓝色衬衫。
But nevertheless, she was so thankful that she could see. She had been sitting in blindness and darkness so long that she couldn't differentiate between colors.
但是不管怎么样，这个 Hinfield 太太是非常感激，因为她在黑暗之中度过了那么多年，现在她终于能够看见了，尽管她连颜色都看不清楚。
But if that little lady in those conditions could look up and thank God for all the blessings that He had given to her, shouldn't I be able to thank Him too?
但是你想想看，那个太太在那种情况下，在黑暗之中生活那么多年，她都能够向神怀有感激之心，我们是该怎么做？
My wife and I were living in Cincinnati, so I was teaching at God's Bible College. I was driving on the weekends to pastor a little church in a distant place in Ohio.
我太太跟我也在辛辛那提有一段时间，我在那边的一个圣经学院里边教书。有一天呢，我们就去一个小教会。
In that church, we had a relatively young man. He was about 50 years old, but he had cancer of his tongue, on his tongue.
那个教会里头有一位挺年轻的一个人，当时大概就是50岁左右，他有癌症，他是大概是舌头上的一个什么癌症。
So he went to the doctor and they cut the cancer out, and I thought everything was okay. But then a few months later, he went back and they cut out some more.
这个年轻人50岁的嘛，他就去医生给他动了手术，把那部分可能是有癌的那部分组织切除了。结果几个月之后发现又复发了，所以又得做手术又切除。
And they would send him to therapy to teach him to talk again, and he would go through all of that, and then he'd go back and get some more of his tongue removed.
然后他就这期间他就不断的要去做复健啊，然后要去训练他的舌头能够重新说话。但是呢，一次一次复发又得去做手术，再切除更多的部分。
Till eventually they took all of his tongue out, and they come down here in his chest somewhere, and they cut out a piece of flesh, and they moved it up here and sewed it in, tried to replace his tongue from a different part of his body.
结果最终他的舌头还是全都被切除了，然后他们就从他的胸部给他 挪了一块肌肉去把他这个脸上这个缝合起来，让他看起来还是正常的，但是他完全也不能讲话。
The cancer had gotten in his jawbone here, and they'd taken out his jawbone and put in a cow's bone in here to try to fix him.
他甚至下颌骨也发现癌症，所以他们把这个下颌骨也取掉了，然后又用一块牛骨头给他补上去了。
But going to see Brother Stephen in that condition, I said to him one day, Brother Stephen, do you know Jesus? Do you really know Jesus? Because we were concerned about Brother Stephen.
这个弟兄他的名字叫 Stephen， 所以那天我们去看他，我就问他，就是 Stephen， 你认识耶稣吗？因为我们对他的情况非常关心。
He couldn't talk, but he had a pad that he would write on, and he took his pad and he started up here in the left corner.And he had the most beautiful handwriting, and he wrote out on that pad from this left-hand corner all the way down. Completely filled out the pad and handed it to me. And my wife and I stood there and read it, and he described how he knew Jesus, how he loved Jesus, and how he praised God for all that he had done for him.
他完全不能讲话，所以他就拿出来一个小小的这么一个纸板，他就开始写，从左边一直往右。我们就看着他，他把那个纸板都写得满满的。我们拿过来看，上面写的他的这个手书，这写的是非常漂亮的。对，然后他就写他怎么样认识耶稣，怎么样感谢耶稣，这个、感谢主给他的各样的祝福。
A few days later, Stephen went home to be with Jesus.
几天之后，这个弟兄就去了天家。
He had been dedicated in a big church in town, and so Stephen had never married, and so he went his mother took him back to that church to bury him in that church.
他在很小的时候，他妈妈就是在一个很大的教堂里奉献这个 Stephen 弟兄。他没有一生没有结婚，所以他妈妈又把他的骨灰就带回去到那个教会，准备在那里去安葬他。
But the request was that I would give the eulogy for his funeral.
但是他的遗嘱的一个其中一项就是他希望伯威牧师为他做他的这个在他的追悼会上面去做这个演讲。
I told the people how Stephen had given his testimony, how he had written it out, and what he had said, and how Stephen was praising God for all he'd done for him.
我就告诉大家 ，Stephen 是怎么样的把那个当时的那个纸板上写的满满的。他这是他的见证，主耶稣在他的生命之中有多么重要，他多么感恩。
Stephen in his life had been a singer. He had quite a good voice. He was quite a fantastic guitar player.And so a lot of people knew him, and that big church was completely packed out that day with people who had come to say goodbye to Stephen.
Stephen 弟兄在他的舌头就是做手术被取掉之前，他是个很好的一个歌手，而且他是弹吉他的那个一个乐手，所以当地很多人认识他。所以他那天给他的追思礼拜上面有很多人，教会整个满满的，大家都来向他告别。
When I told him about Stephen's testimony, half of the people's face smiled and lit up real big, and the other half was frowning, and they didn't like me so much anymore.
那天在教会里头，我把这个 Stephen 的这个见证告诉大家之后，其中有一半的人大概是满脸笑容，大家都觉得很为这个 Stephen 感恩，然后另外一半人就皱着眉头，觉得好像有点不大理解。
You see, because the priest.When Stephen was a baby, the priest sprinkled a little water on Stephen, and that was supposed to have been all that was needed.
你知道 Stephen 小的时候婴儿奉献礼，那个牧师当时就是往他的脸上弹了几滴水，就是洗礼嘛。所以他们大家觉得这就够了。
But when I told him about Stephen giving his heart to the Lord and giving his testimony, there were some that didn't appreciate it too much, but there were some that did, and.I couldn't help but be thankful to God for what God had done for Stephen.
因为那天我跟大家讲到 Stephen 的见证之后，他因为 Stephen 把他的全身心都献给了主。当时这个座中可能有一半的人为此非常感恩，非常高兴，但另外一半人可能就有点不大喜欢我的信息。
When Stephen was his jawbone replaced by a cow bone, and his tongue replaced from another part in his body.And all that had gone on with Stephen, and he could still praise the Lord. Can I not praise God for what He's done for me?
你看 Stephen, 他的下颌骨都是后来是一块牛骨头来做的，然后他的舌头也是用他胸口的一块组织来补上去的。这样的一个人，他都能够向神感恩。那么我还有什么不可以感恩的呢？
I'm thinking about a little lady that came to Jesus one day. Jesus was sitting in a room.Being entertained by some Pharisees, and a little lady came up behind him and poured some expensive perfume on his head, and it dripped down.
我又想到那个圣经里提到的那个小女人，她是 耶稣在跟一群法利赛人在辩论的时候，这个女子上前来，把很贵重的香膏浇在耶稣的头发上，流下来。
Some people said that's not necessary. Look at what a waste it is. We could have sold that for a lot of money and given the money to the poor.
有人就说，哎呀，这多浪费啊！这么贵重的这个香膏，要是卖掉了，卖出来的钱还可以帮助穷人呢。
Jesus said, "The poor you have with you always, but what she has done for me will be remembered for eternity."
但是耶稣说，你们中间总会有穷人与你们在一起，但是他这个女人所做的是可以这万世传颂的。
And I wanted to get to my scripture at least this morning, and so you see it on the screen. It says, "What do you mean by this service?" This service is talking about the Passover.
还是要回到我们今天要讲的信息。我们讲到的这个圣经里边这段经文，大家看这段经文，它讲到的是逾越节。他说：“儿女们问行这礼是什么意思？”
So when you tell your children, that is that you shall say, "It is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, who passed over the houses of the children of Israel in Egypt when he struck the Egyptians and delivered our households." So the people bowed their heads and worshipped.
你们就说这是献给耶和华逾越节的祭。当以色列人在埃及的时候，他击杀埃及人，越过以色列人的房屋，救了我们各家。于是百姓低头下拜。
You see, there's when we're thankful, we want to worship.
当我们怀有感恩之心的时候，我们就想要敬拜。
Being thankful is part of our worship to God.
所以我们在敬拜神的时候，怀有感恩之心是这个敬拜的一部分。
If we come to church on Sunday morning or any time, just to say that because we really ought to go, and we've checked a box, yes, we went to church, we really haven't worshipped, have we?
所以如果我们来教会就是为了说把那天早上的这个计划书里面那个小盒子给 check 一下啊，我今天来了教会了，我们但是心里头没有任何感恩，那这样我们来教会是干嘛呢？
But when we truly cultivate a heart of thankfulness and praise to God,Then our worship is going to take place.
但是当我们心里头有这样已经养成这样的习惯，常常是有感恩和对神的感激之心的话，我们就这才是真正的敬拜。
So if you roll that over to the next slide, please.
所以我们往下看。
Lord, let us live a grateful life, a meaningful life, a life that breathes in and out the realities of Your grace.
神想让我们有这样的一个。怀有感恩之心的这样的一个生活，让我们在每天的呼吸之间，我们都能够有感谢之心。
It's okay to pray that God will help us to learn to praise Him and thank and be and to cultivate a thankful heart.
我们在祷告的时候，如果求主让我们教会我们怎么样感恩，然后让我们能够培养出这样的一个感恩的习惯，这也很好。
In this past week.We celebrated the life of a dear lady that at Hope Sound that died. She was 103 years old.
过去这周在 Hope Sound 有一个我们一块儿去参加了一个老人家的追思会。这个姐妹活到103岁。
She had been a faithful pastor's wife.
她是一位很敬虔的牧师的太太。
She had been faithful to her children.
她也对她的孩子们一直是很持有忠心。
All five of her children.
她有五个孩子。
And when we looked at her life.And I looked at that funeral gathering. There was nobody was crying. There were no tears being shed. There was a sense of rejoicing in what God had done for this dear woman.
在那天在教会里面，大家来参加他的追思会，我看到人们的脸上没有悲戚，没有悲伤，没有眼泪，大家每个人都是充满着喜乐，来赞美神给他的这样一个丰富的生命。
I don't know how it affected everybody else, but this is the way it affected me.
我不知道那天的追思会对别人的影响是怎么样的。
I went away feeling I want to be more like the example of this dear saint of God. I want to learn to praise God in all the circumstances of life.
但是那天在离开这个追思会的时候，我心里头我真的就希望能够像他一样来生活，能够在任何情况下都能向神感恩。
She had five children, and they chose the youngest of the children to give the eulogy for her.
那天他有五个孩子，他们选择最小的孩子来给他做感这个致悼词。
I've known this young man for many years.
我已经认识这个年轻人很多年了。
Good friend.
我们是跟他是好朋友。
I considered him a good Christian.
我也相信他是个很好的基督徒。
But about 5 years ago, he had a failure in his life.
但是在五年前，这个年轻人他的生命中有很大的一个失败。
He gave in to one of those many temptations that somehow that we find so easily.
他就掉入一个试探之中。 我们经常是会遇到这样的试探， 但是他那次就失败了。
And when it was made known, word got to his mother that he, this is him telling this, said word got to his mother that he had failed, and she called him on the telephone.
他自己在这个悼词之中，他这是他跟大家讲的故事。他说，这个当时五年前，当他犯这样的大错的时候，这话就传到他妈妈耳朵里，所以他妈妈就给他打电话。
And she said to him, Mike, is what they're saying about you, is it true?
所以妈妈就问他说， Mike, 别人说的关于你的话是真的吗？
And he said, yes, mother, it's true.
他就跟妈妈讲是， 他说是真的。
He said he could sense the disappointment in his mother's voice.
他在电话里就感觉得到他妈妈那个语音之中的那种失望。
But they hung up the phone, and he said in about 5 minutes she called him again.
他说这个当时妈妈就把电话放下来，5分钟以后他妈妈又给他打电话。
And she said to him, son, I want you to know that I forgive you.
他妈妈说，儿子，我希望你知道我原谅你。
And that touched me in a way that it's been a long time since I've been touched like that.
但是当天这个悼词里面这句话真的是触摸了我的心，我很长时间没有那么感动过。
Well, he went on to tell us that he has been restored. He has gone through the discipline of the church that he goes to, and that he's been restored, and that God is helping him, and he is determined to not let that kind of thing happen again.
这个Mike就接着在他的见证里讲，他就之后他自己也去教会接受训诫，而且他就希望他能够恢复到从前的样子，而且他也不再受这个试探，从这个试探之中已经脱身出来了。
I believe he's going to make it, but the point I wanted to make was I want to be like Mama.
他这个年轻人，我相信他能够做到，他能够从这个试探之中真是完完全全脱身出来。但是我更让我感动的就是，我想要像他的妈妈一样。Yeah,
and so an attitude of praise. You know, it's a choice that we make. We can choose to be thankful and grateful for all that God has done. Or we can choose to be sour and bitter and always complaining.
你知道，我们感恩是一种态度。我们可以选择为任在任何情况下都可以为神的祝福感恩。我们可以也可以选择总是苦读，总是觉得是酸溜溜的，什么事儿都不合我们的意。Some
years ago, I began to think about, you know, when things come to us, hardships come to us. Say, for example, that my car breaks down and I have to spend $1,000 getting my car fixed. How do I praise God in a situation like that?
多年前我也曾经想过，就是当一些不如意的事发生在我们身上的时候，比如说我的车出问题了，要花上千块钱才能够修好。这种时候，我怎么样子来用感恩之心来赞美神呢？
The thought I had was this: instead of complaining about the disaster that has taken place, why don't I give praise to God that He's given me the resources that I can get my car fixed?
当时我的想法就是，就是我们能不能不要去抱怨，说我的车怎么出了这么大的问题了？为什么这样的事情要临到我？而是我们要去感恩，说我们有资源可以把这个车修好，我们为此感谢神。
If you don't mind, let's go to slide number 6, I think. Yeah.
好，再往下。
Yeah. Number 6, keep going there, please. Yeah, yeah, keep going. There we go. This is Psalm 13, and I wanted to line these up side by side so I could point out some of my thoughts to you.
这是诗篇第十三章，我想要跟大家分享这个，就是两边来对比一下，看看这个态度。
The psalmist David was going through a hard place, and look how he prays. He says, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? So how long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me?
我心里愁算，终日愁苦，要到几时呢？我的仇敌升高，压制我，要到几时呢？
Now David is not exactly praising God for the resources that he has, is he? He's complaining here. He's down in despair. He's depressed.
大卫王在这儿，他并不是为他拥有的资源去感恩，是不是？他在心里头实际上是在抱怨，说这一直是他是在当时他是在很灰心丧气的情况下在抱怨。
But look at verse 5. It says, "But I have trusted in your mercy; my heart shall rejoice in your salvation."
但是到第五节，大卫能够这样说：“但我倚靠你的慈爱，我的心因你的救恩快乐。”
And then he says, "I will sing to the Lord because he had dealt bountifully with me."
第六节，我要向耶和华唱歌，歌唱，因为他用厚恩待我。
Same little poem, just six little verses in the poem.
这个诗篇短短的只有六节。
But look how the first and second verse is contrasted with the fifth and sixth verse.
但是你看第一、第二节跟第五、第六节是一个极其强烈的对比。
Yes, so when times get hard and when we're in despair and when disappointments come, yes, we can tell God about it. Lord, have you turned your face away from me forever?
所以当情况对我们非常困难，当我们灰心丧气的时候，我们是可以向神抱怨，我们可以向神呼求。
Well, let's make sure we get back to the place where I will say, I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Look at all he's done for me.
但是我们要确信，我们还是要回来。你看，像第六节说，我要向耶和华歌唱，因他用厚恩待我，要回到对神的感谢之中去。
Now you can see this example in many of the Psalms throughout. If you read the Psalms, the next time you read through the Psalms, notice.That when it starts out so often when he's telling God how bad the situation is, then just a few verses later it will begin to praise God for what he's done.
我们在诗篇里看到一次又一次看到这种模式，就是大卫的诗篇总是这样的。很多诗篇都是开头就是他在抱怨说主啊，你看我现在的境况多么困难，但是在结尾的时候他总是能够向神来歌唱，向感谢神的厚恩。
Lord, you know, I thought that $1,000 would be better served if I could spend that on my family instead of spending it on this old car.
你看，我当时我的车出问题了，我也可以说主啊，你这一千块钱，要是不用来修车，我可以给我的家人可以买家里需要的东西啊。
But yet, Lord, I'm going to praise you because you've given me a car to drive.
但是主啊，我还是要感谢你，因为你让我有一个车能开。
You've given me a credit card to pay for it with.
而且我的卡也可以付得起这笔钱。
At least for a moment.
至少我现在还付得起。
And you've done so much for me, Lord, that I'm going to choose that I'm going to praise you in this situation.
主啊，你为我做了那么多，所以主啊，在这种时候，我选择向你感恩感谢。
So in this Thanksgiving, let me see. Might have another thought or two here. Yeah, when Noah.Walked off of his ark. What is the first thing he did? He built an altar. Because he wanted to worship God. His thankfulness after being on that old stinky smelly boat for about a year, getting off and standing on the mountaintop, he wanted to worship God.
Noah in that.船里头，这个方舟里头，跟那个世上所有的动物一起，那个味儿，想象一下哈，动物们吃喝拉撒都在那个船上，他们在那船上困了365天吧，一整整一年。但是他一旦这个船到了陆地上，他可以出来的第一件事儿，他是要敬拜神。
Somebody has said we should think of several things every day to praise God for.
有人就说我们每一天都应该要找出几件事情来向神表达感谢。
Someone has said you should think of at least 3 things to give God thanks for before you go to bed every night.
有人说你每天在去晚上睡觉之前，你要数算3件事，神经你可以为之献上感谢的。
Want to grow in grace and get up closer to Jesus.
所以我们希望我们能在恩典上成长，能够与神更接近。
Let's develop a heart of gratitude.
那要想这么做的话，我们必须要发展我们这样一颗感恩之心。
An attitude of gratitude.
让我们拥有感恩的态度。
Like that musician playing all of those notes on the piano, they can't stop and think about each one of them. They got to get these fingers out here to do it kind of automatically.
我看到这些司琴的，这是弹钢琴的人，他们是不是一个一个音乐的这个音符都去检查？他们不行的。你真正要弹的时候，你不能这样一个一个看。他就是习惯了，他的手指头自然的就弹出这个旋律。
We should develop that spirit, that attitude of gratitude that just automatically does this, that we don't have to think about it.
所以我们也需要培养这样的一颗感恩之心，让我们能够自动的就流露出感恩，而不是不断的要提醒自己我要为此感恩，而是让我们能够养成这样的一个习惯，自然的去感恩。
And one of the things that I'm so grateful for is this church.
我有一件事情非常感恩的，就是为这个教会感恩。
And another thing in this church that I like so well is our wonderful interpreters. Yeah, God has given some in the church the gift of language and do a great job in interpretation. Thank you. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we thank you this morning for your goodness.
主啊，我们为你的美善感。